time poverty. I mentioned it a few times, and three people have asked me, so I might as well, since we have the time, to tell you a little bit about it. And then we can break up in groups. We can go around. I'll initiate essentially the discussion on this. And an hour, hour and a half later, we will reconvene and take stock of where we are. Then these things take time. And in a way, I know you all feel it by now that it is impossible to do it in an hour and say, okay, now you have to come up with a question, with a project, what is it? We need to figure out each other's preoccupations and to spend some time loosely speaking. So it did not happen by intention, actually, today, the looseness, but it is working so beautifully. I think we have to institute it from now on, that we have one day where we devote to thematic groups when we have these gatherings, because it is very nice to have enough time and space. So let me tell you a little bit about the time poverty idea that perhaps you will find of interest. And I want to see if Heather, in particular, would be interested in this. It combines a number of different issues. Okay. So time poverty, the way that it has been conceptualized until now, actually takes the 24 hour, subtracts the number of hours that one needs for rest, takes the remaining of the time and looks at how many hours people work. And if you cross a threshold per week, then that has been called time poverty. There is a book, actually, that came out. It's a World Bank book, and it relies on setting some arbitrary threshold that is culturally determined or regionally determined. So one can say, for example, that in Mali people are working more or less 55 hours a week, 60 hours a week, and then if you cross that line, you are time poor. I'm sorry Sergi is not here, because we were in that meeting before the book came together, and it was only Sergi and I that were raising hell in that meeting. The publication came out, and I will make sure that everybody gets the citation of it if you're interested to read it. It is quite, I don't know what word to use, let me call it interesting, that in the introduction, the two concerns that I will raise with you now in terms of what is problematic with this kind of a measure are mentioned. And the way that they mentioned, the authors mentioned it at the beginning, is there was a gathering in the World Bank and these two concerns were raised by two individuals, unsaid individuals, Sir Maria Floro and Rania Antonopoulos. And although they are valid concerns, we need to start from somewhere. So what would be problematic if you were, let's think about it. If we say that we will take the entire population and we will see, we will examine who is working more than 50 hours, and anybody who's working over 50 hours is poor, time poor. What is the problem with that? Can you see any problem?
I see myself as being time poor, but I don't see myself as being poor. So,
precisely. So, if you use the term time poverty, poverty in itself has a very particular meaning in the discourse, in development. And when you use this term, time poverty, it can be conflated with the concept of time stress. It can be it can be used as a term that means lack of free time. But when you use the term poverty, you have to be very careful. So what Sergi and I had said in that meeting was, we gave a very concrete example, which is we are workaholics, and we work, as you said, many, many hours. And you are workaholic, you told me yourself the other day, and so is Bill Gates. And when I look at the number of hours, a domestic worker works also, spends many, many hours. All of us spend above the threshold, but can you use the same term to express the condition that people live in, because as we said, it's a matter of process and why you end up in a particular situation that is stressful or it denotes poverty, etc. So if you don't understand that, then it is really, it loses meaning. I mean, you can use any term you want. So what we proposed back then was that there has to be some way of deflating it by the income that you are capable in generating per hour, so that we know if you are time poor because you work many hours over and above what is necessary, or because you have to. And in any event, you cannot put everybody in the same basket, because Bill Gates would be able to reproduce himself for the year by working 10 minutes within the year, and somebody else can spend a lot of time and not be able to meet the poverty line. So if you're going to use the term, you have to do something about it. Okay. So essentially what we were saying is that you need to have a combination. You need to have a measure that can capture both the income possibilities of a person and the time dimensions attached to it that incorporate paid and unpaid work. Now, we discovered that we were not the first ones that were thinking about it. Vickery wrote a very nice article, and then Harvey in the 70s, and then Andrew Harvey has followed up with some very interesting studies. So along those lines, there is a measure, a different conceptual framework that we're using that can, so to speak, capture the two, both income and time poverty in the domains of paid and unpaid work. So this is a potential sort of project. It is at its inception. The theoretical paper is coming out in a month or so, and we will circulate it. So the reason I'm mentioning this is because, in addition to the individual projects that we are talking about here, there are ideas, I'm sure, that other people have, projects that they have been working on, and it would be nice tomorrow at least to take stock of the different issues and preoccupations people had before they came to the course, or now that they are here, and plans that they have for the future. So please spend a little bit of time organizing your thoughts around that, so we can do some of this, can have some of this discussion tomorrow. I saw two hands going up. Okay, now Naoko.
I think, is it working? It seems it's working, yeah? Uh-huh. It's working, yeah. No, I think it's this time poverty concept, I think it could potentially be very interesting. I just have a comment because, you know, from the, we have this status of employment called underemployment. In terms of the level of employment, there are two ways of measuring underemployment. One is in terms of pay. You know, that there is a wage, how can I say? You could be working basically on a full-time basis, but you're not earning enough, right? Exactly. Yeah, and the other one is clearly that you can't even get enough hours to be able to, as a consequence, you can't earn enough. So there are two ways of measuring it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think it needs to be combined with the the utility, how you attach to the
rate.
Yeah, the tangible outcome that one gains out of both, either paid or unpaid work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly. That is the thinking. But you are mentioning, you brought up the second objection, actually, that we had. What happens with people that are unemployed? That's forced idleness. But you would appear as time rich because you're not working in the, so exactly, precisely. Exactly, so all of this, so if you're talking about time poverty, all of these issues need to be analytically incorporated. You cannot just have an arbitrary threshold. You don't capture so much, okay. So one of the things that I hope we will be.
Question, I just out of curiosity, this 55 hours or whatever that is socially, is that the average of work that people do in country X
How do they pick it? How do they pick it?
How do they pick the time for that country?
That's a very good question. They aggregate agricultural and non-agricultural average hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a distance
and
function from an average.
And for men and women, so that already wipes out the problem, because in the if women are being forced to work too many hours.
Yeah, right. They never said that this is going to be a gender-aware measure. It was a time poverty measure. And then the answer would be, you know, you can refine it and further refine it, etc. Anyway, there is a need. There is a definite need to do that. And one of the functions, actually, that our network plays is when we have these ideas and when we develop new potentially interesting frameworks, we circulate these and then we get feedback. So even if Naoko was not here, she's one of the first people that we are planning to send it to, because I think that we can get valuable feedback. Okay, so I think that I will stop here with this particular project. There are other groups that have been formed already. One is on employment and what Heather was saying before. So perhaps we can go around and take stock of what the issues and groups are.
You antisocial person. Okay, we will forgive you this time. No. Okay. So one. So let's just go around and see the. I just want to see a head count of the actual groups that people are working in, because I know the regional ones. I know some of the thematic ones, but I just want to know just a head count of. Okay, let's start from here. Tamar, you are in?
I am in health and education. So I am in health and education group, and today we have two more members, Nalanjan and Roxana. So we are all in that group. Three, and then there is also John, and there is Noon.
So you have five people.
We have five people. Well, I've been taking the notes, so I can represent the group.
Okay, and you're going to give us the report?
Sure, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And you're going to talk to us about...
Yes, and we also have the Europe Central, Europe, Eurasia group, which hasn't met yet. So we're hoping to meet later today.
Okay, so the Europe, Asia... Okay, so this group has been kind of meeting since Eva was here, and Eka is also in this group, and and Yelda, and what's that? Okay, you can be in a group. You don't have to be from that region to be in a group. If your interest is in that region, you'd work in the on that region or whatever. This is not about sort of really determining who lives in what region and so on and so forth. So I'm in that group, and although I live on the Asian side of Istanbul, I am in that group, and as is Rania, I would... just put Rania, but you know, other people can be in that group. There's no necessity. I want everybody to be clear about this. There's no necessity that you come from that region to be in a group on a particular region. You just need to have the, you know, interest, excitement, and you know, whatever. Okay. So that group is going to meet. That group has kind of been. Doing its work, but
yes.
You can report also on that group.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And Koshik, you are in?
I am in Timeus group.
Which group?
Timeus.
You're in the Timeus group, okay.
And group on multipliers. That's the Shurajit's idea one. And I'm in the group on HIV/AIDS.
With the sectoral multipliers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the HIV/AIDS group, I guess. Modulated by tone.
And you're in the HIV/AIDS.
Yeah.
So you are in three groups. So because at the end of the day, we would also like everybody to write personally a one-pager saying, and to share that with us, to everyone to write a one-pager
So there will be a report from the thematic groups, but also everybody, we would love everybody to write a one pager, two pager, whatever, how many pages it takes, to write something on the which groups they are in, and you know, including your regional groupings as well as thematic groupings. So at the end of the course, we know where, for example, Kavshuk is, which group he's going to be in. And we would also like to know your own description of what you're supposed to do. What is your responsibility in that, you know, group? Yes, okay, so great.
I'm in health education and...
You're in health and education.
Yeah. And gender, but this is yet to form. So
I'm sorry, what and gender?
Conflict and gender.
Conflict and gender? Yeah. Okay, and who else is in conflict and gender?
Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia. So is this a two-person group? Or
yeah, it's still virtual.
Two-person group? On gender and conflict, yes, I was going to say, we have all the, everything is in place. It's all there. All the necessary elements are in place. Exactly. Okay, so we kind of keep making these announcements because then still other people might be joining these other groups, so that's why it's important to remind ourselves. Yes.
I am in crisis, gender and financial crisis, that group, and we have had meeting of that group. I am also partially at least in the agriculture group, agriculture, food security,
agriculture
and gender.
I mean everything has
club together for the time being at least. Crisis.
So you're in two groups.
No, and another that multiplier. But that is, you know, yet to be made because 12 people have signed, but okay. Since they are in either of.
This is entirely my fault, this whole group. We will have a proper meeting, but we actually have. A lot of people have actually been expressing interest in this group, but the thing is, because I've been running around doing all kinds of things. Usually, what happens is that I've had bilateral discussions with people, as opposed to sitting in one group. So I'm going to report on who is interested in the group very shortly, and then we can have a meeting of this group. After this discussion is over, we're going to continue group meetings. Okay, so in very shortly, we're going to have a meeting of that group. We can call it the multiplier group or the good mother group or whatever. But I'd like to say that Ajit Zacharias has just joined this group as well. So. Yes.
Actually, I choose three groups. One is I think your groups are poverty and income. Distribution, yeah, but I haven't opened, right? This a group. And another one, the agriculture group.
Agriculture,
yeah.
This group has been working totally good.
And the third one, I just want to join the migrants worker.
Okay.
Yeah, but actually, yeah, but this one's a financial crisis. Me.
Huh?
Maybe it's followed by the financial group. Yeah, so I just choose these two groups. I just want to pay more attention about how rural household income and financial crisis. Yeah.
Okay.
I am also in the agricultural group. Ghoul is our fearless leader. I'm also in trade, which I'm hoping to meet with them this afternoon, since last time they met I was with agriculture. And then, so that's kind of up in the air. And then, of course, the ELR group, which also has yet to meet. So hopefully this afternoon on that as well. And then maybe some North American group. which Nilofer wants. No, it's a very good idea. It's, we really, yeah. No USS. No, no US. North America, yeah. North America. The Canadians. We need to include the Canadians. So I'm going to figure that one out yet. So on a topic.
We will be so happy. And
yeah.
We do have country level gems as well. Gem Turkey is one. And Mexicans have been talking about him and Gem Mexico.
I'm going to join Canada's group.
If people want to have a gem India, because okay, great, Heather, thank you. What's that? You're gonna join Mexico?
Gem is Mexico will have to be with you guys. I think that they will not be very happy, actually. No, I'm joking. Well, I'm in the agriculture group also, and I'm in the gem lack, but especially I would like to meet with GEMLAC people to discuss about the idea of having inside the GEMLAC GEM Central America. And especially with GEM Central America, since we did the course last year about in Costa Rica, so I would like to push to do this, all of these workshops also in other parts in Central America with the thematic of the region, and not with the thematic of Latin America as global, no? Of Latin America. And I'm also in the crisis group that I will be, I'm really happy with this group and with these two. And also I think that can be a lot of links between the, especially with agriculture and with crisis, because we are thinking about an action plan which is very linked with also the crisis in the agriculture sector. So I think we can join, have this pool of funds. We have
action plan, and all groups need to specify who is responsible for what part of the action. You know, who is going to do what. And if they don't do, people don't do what they were supposed to do, I'm just going to throw them out. Very simple.
I think in that sense, I'm safe because the Africa group has already a plan.
Has a plan of action.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm in Africa and I'm in trade.
You're in the trade group, okay.
Yeah, with Mariama and other colleagues. Mm-hmm. I registered for agriculture, but I dropped. And I registered for poverty and income distribution, but I dropped.
Why?
I don't know. It's a lot, and it's too many. I am actually interested in all of them, but so I promise I would be part of the crisis one if there is a meeting in Turkey.
Oh, okay. And you also work on exchange rates. You're in the trade group. Give her the exchange rate response. Okay, Eka is not here. Okay.
I am in the group of education and HIV. Education, HIV. We have two or three meetings, yeah. I think we're going okay. We are just a few persons, three persons today. but we discussed the relation between education and HIV. We had some proposals to research. I think we have just to make the plan on action and responsibilities. Yeah, but I'm also very interested to join maybe lately the group of trade, because in Peru we are in process of negotiate the free trade with the European Union, which I am very interested to put gender to put inside. Yeah, thanks.
I'm in the crisis group, and we made two meetings until now, and some small meetings too. And I'm in the Europe group, and today I happen to join the Asia group too. So I have to reduce, I think, some of them, because I maybe...
Actually, Yelda is my neighbor in
Turkey. Yeah, yeah. So I think yeah, so there's a bit of confusion about the regions now on my part, but global crisis, Surajit and me seem to be the coordinators of the group. We have six people, although they are a little bit reluctant to pronounce it loudly. Roxana, you were there. Global Crisis Group. And yeah, Gisela, Rania, Surajit, I, and Greg, who is not here. Maybe we met two times, and also we have been, and now we have a new. How do you drop? Yeah, that's it. I mean, now we are working on the crisis group, and yes, we have to decide on the Asia or Europe sides.
Okay, great. Yes.
I'm in the agriculture group, and I'm actually interested in joining the crisis group and the Central and Eastern Europe and Central Asia group.
We have to find a shorter name for the acronym for this group. I mean, it was just we have to just find a better name. Okay. Yes.
I'm in Thai Muse group and GEM Asia. Okay. And I'm very interested in joining the North American group. Okay.
I'm in the time use and macro modeling group, and talked a little bit about the, I guess I'm in the GEM Africa as well. And I was thinking of exploring the trade group, but I was in time use the last time they met, so
okay.
I might get a chance later.
Same. I'm in the time use one, and I think we did quite a work. We have already the proposal, the proposition, and we try to work on HIV and AIDS topics. And I think I will be very involved, since Senegal is chosen among the countries that will use the methodology to collect data on HIV and AIDS. And I'm in Africa group also. I was interested on gender budget, but I don't see anybody there. I don't know if there is any time to gender budgeting.
We have a gender budget group, long-standing gender budget group. I think that was Lucia, right? Lucia, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I am in time use group as a thematic, and also in the Central Asian, Eastern Europe, Central Europe group. And I'm also interested in this multiplier good mother group, good mother thesis group, yeah.
Okay, you're interested in being
back. I signed up, but nobody met so far.
Okay, all right, okay, good, very, very good. Okay, the back row.
I must confess that this working group that I kind of initiated way back has kind of died down, but I think it's to continuing one way or the other in many, many ways, because the water work is very much where the impact, for example, of the crisis really happens. And I know, and unfortunately, Gunseli didn't come this time, so I wanted to hear what had happened to the TNC, text and garment, you know, the post-MFA thing that, yeah, that they're working on. Okay, maybe I just need to tell this group, this particular group, what we were trying to do at the time on the, basically, it's what I also, when I introduced myself, my interest basically remains how the macro changes really impact upon on the labor market, on the world of work, from the gender perspective. And of course, that could be quite embracing. I mean, you can do trade impact, you can do all sorts of other downturns, upturn. Basically, the aim is because we are trying, as ILO, we're trying to put employment at the heart of the growth, economic growth. That means we have to put it in policy, job in plans, and everything goes. So, but today, I just want to tell you that I sat with the Asian group, and I think Asian group, who was supposed to report back, because she left. Yeah, she left. Sumit, what is his name? Yeah, okay.
She left, she took the notes, she's going to send them to us this evening, and then tomorrow we're going to report. She was then, she was the one who kept the notes.
Then just briefly, this idea to run a sub-GEM IWG training course in Asia, focused on Asia. It's been cooking, but it has never been materialized. And now it's going to revive. And in principle, I think Indra has committed to host. Is she listening? Yeah. So maybe she could tell more about it. I think. Yeah. Okay. Here we are.
I'm in the Asia group, and I'm in the trade group. We had a meeting with the group yesterday. I'm interested to join the multiplier group if the meeting ever gets called. But that's so.
I mean, in fact, I'm calling two. I have to call two meetings, but I mean, let's start with the multiplier, and probably the folks in the multiplier group will also be coming to the other group as well, which has to do with crisis and employment group, actually. This is crisis and employment group, so I'm going to call this meeting too, but yes.
So I am in the time use group that is linked in our discussions to collection of data in regards to HIV/AIDS. And we are planning a number of activities, including the continuation of a course that was envisioned 3 years ago. The work started 3 years ago. The other group I am going to join is the Multiplier Employment Focus and Crisis. And also, we talked about yesterday putting a small... The Good Mother, okay. So, Good Mother group. And the the other group I hope to be putting together once, not right now, but to initiate some discussion, is the finance group as a continuation of functional finance that we were talking about yesterday. So what I think I should do is just send an email to all the participants of this year at the beginning, and people can respond back, and then we will get a list that will be moving on. And finally, if Heather's idea, I don't know if that is going to be part of the Good Mother thesis group, Niloufar, but Heather proposed earlier this morning an employment focus group where employment of last resort is a part of it, but not the exclusive focus, but rather all kinds of that. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe those two should be combined. I'm not quite sure how to go about it, but yeah, that would be really great.
I am in the agriculture gender group, of course. And I think my group members have already told what we're doing. We're plotting a revolution in Guatemala and Ecuador. And the actual other group I'd like to become part of would be the time use group, because I really would like to learn about paid, unpaid work, which is very, very much related to agricultural households.
Yeah. Okay, I am, interesting. We had at lunch Jayati and Indira and Butch and I, and we were mentioning how there's this resurgence of religiosity and rituals. And I find myself my DNA have been resurging itself from my ancestral past. So I'm in the Africa group, the Asia group. with solidarity with the Latin American group towards gestating a Caribbean group. So I don't know where that's going to go, but I'm technically a part of the North American group. Substantively, trade group, of which we are about eight of us, Mayela, Eka, Mira, Taco, Heather, Butch and myself, and I will be facilitating that group. Okay. I'm also interested, though I have not participated to date, in the time use group and the macro modeling and the finance crisis. But since I have a bit of a personal financial crisis myself, I figure I'll also go to the functional finance group to balance that out.
Okay, I'm in two groups. One is it's okay, it always happens, don't worry.
No problem. Yeah, put the
name on table.
Oh yeah, you want to use this? Yes, 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 go ahead. No major problem. The computer is perfectly fine. It never got hit. My ancestral bug passing around.
thank you so much. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm in two groups. One is Gemesia, and the other one is time use and macro modeling, etc. So in GEM Asia, we have decided to hold GEM Asia meeting sometime next year in June, July, and it will be in India. The location and other details will be decided later on, but tentatively it is Goa. That's what we have decided, and the other details will be, is it good? And other things will be decided later on, but that's one thing we have decided mainly. And the minutes by Smriti will give more details later on. The second group is time use and macro modeling, etc., in which we have, as Rania said, talked about two things. One is this time use and HIV and macro modeling related to that. That is, it's mine. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's one thing. And secondly, I think that's all.
Okay, I'm a member of Asia Group, and will be, I don't know if I'll be helping Indira, but anyway, certainly I will be involved in planning for this thing in Goa. And I would like at some point when this other group on finance gets created to be part of that. Okay.
I'm in GM Asia, and I believe the activities of not did I say GM Asia? GM Africa. I'm sitting here. Too many Asians around me. Exactly. I want to come to Goa. <That's all. laughs> So, GEM Africa, of course, most of the fellows are out now, but the activities of GEM Africa happily dovetailing, the proposed activities of GEM Africa dovetailing into the current interest of the Time Use Group, where I'm also, a number of us are also members. So we're hoping that the two groups will be mutually reinforcing. While GEM Africa is talking to UNIFEM about some possible support and linking up with the African Institute for Economic Development and Planning, you know, both to host the time use training and also to, you know, put a face on GEM Africa. So that everything that the time use group is talking about, we're happily part of that in GEM Africa.
Check my own levels here. I'm in, I don't know what groups I was in initially, but I'm withdrawing from everything but the Time Use Group and HIV Group because I think that there's a lot of great work that we can do with this effort, and I want to devote a lot of time to that. So I'm definitely interested in the Multiplier Group, and if they're not meeting at the same time, I'll come hear what you guys have to say. But as far as that goes, that's where my priority is. That said, I don't have a regional group, but I would love to learn from GEM Africa and aid you guys in any way that we can to get some of this HIV time use work going. So,
well, first, I'm in time use macro modeling group, and also I think I'm going to be in also Good Mothers project group multiply. And yeah, I have a new name for this GEM Central Europe and Lost Empire of Mongol. it covers about that area, Central Asia and Eastern Europe. Our objective would be to revive the glory of the Mongol Empire.
The Mongols really were the Mughals in India. So we have an interest.
Okay.
Yeah, we have interest.
Yeah, all right. So we'll be a neighbor.
Did people turn in their music to Tom? Yes, because everybody was supposed to give him some of their favorite music because we're compiling CDs. Jim, IWG CDs. So did people do that? Please, por favor. Yes, it's some, at least, you know, several songs, or can be more, to give to Tom. Because as you may or may not know, some of you came later, this is the 15th anniversary of GEM IWG. Yes. But it didn't have the name GEM for some time until the 2000. So it is wasn't known as that, but it has we have been around for a long time. So we are making this anniversary special CD. So please, can you please also give your music? Now, I'm going to just announce, though, I'm just going to talk about sort of the groups that I'm in. I'm in GEM Asia, and a lot of people already talked about GEM Asia. I'm in the GEM Lost Mongolian Empire. Group, except that sounds like it's only Asians. Or we can call it Eurasia. GEM Eurasia. We can call it that too, I suppose. So I'm in GEM Eurasia, and I am, because of what we are doing, Rania and I are also sort of not ex officio, de facto, whatever, members of all the regional groups. So that's true for both of us. And in thematic groups, the group that was referred to as the multiplier group and the good mother group that we decided to call the good mother group is the following group, and the following people are actually have agreed to be members of it and have agreed to work on it. And I am sorry that we never had a chance to sit down all of us at the same time, because people have been coming and going. I had to have these sort of bilateral discussions with people. So this group includes Pinaki, who has already left, includes Sergi, includes Indira, Ajit Zakarias has just joined in. He's very excited. I am probably forgetting. We really should sit down and write who everybody that I talked to about this group is not. Includes Surajit and Kaushik and was Nilanjan also? He is not in this. It's Surajit and Kaushik. So we have large, big, nice participation from India in this group. And the idea is this first two. The Good Motherist group is this. First, the idea is first to construct an analytical model, and this model I have been discussing with a number of people. So some of us are just going to sit down and write the equations. But the idea is that what we were talking about in terms of the Good Mother thesis: if you distribute income from men to women, you will have a different composition of demand in an economy, and just by changes in the composition of demand, you will have a different multiplier, a higher multiplier. There are many reasons why you would have higher multipliers. And then the first point is to show this in an analytical way, and I have just, I think we're going to be able to do this. This is feasible, doable. And so on, and also when Amit Baduri comes, arrives, of course, it will be in the class of models that he has worked a lot on. So first step would be the analytical modeling to show some relationships. The second stage of this group is actually to look at some data and to actually calibrate a model to show what kind of macroeconomic outcomes that you can have when you have this distributive thing. And of course, ideally, what I would like to show, or I would like us to show collectively, is that not only gender-wise distributions, but also class-wise. So we want to show both kinds of distributions, putting us on paths of wage-led growth. And of course, this is what we all sort of have been discussing, wage-led growth, but we are going to sort of try to show this in by doing, first of all, a simple analytical model, but also calibrating the model with some data from different parts of the world. So if you are in this group, and if you're working with consumption expenditure data, then, you know, it will be great to do this. So this is what we'll be doing. So we'll just call a meeting of this group right after we finish here. But the other group that I want to talk about is this. And again, this has a number of people in it already. And again, we didn't have a meeting sitting in one place. But this group has in it, again, from India, Indira, Greece, Rania, I'm just going by the country now. We would hopefully Korea will join. We have actually the Philippines in this group. Sergi is in this group, and the Philippines. I am in this group, and Turkey. Özge is there, who has not yet arrived, but she will be presenting a paper on this topic as well. And who else? Because people are coming and going. I think Pinaki is in this group. So this is a group that will be looking at the relationship between gender and employment patterns during recessions and economic crises and recovery. So how do employment and work patterns change over during crises? And I think we sort of announced this before you came, Naoko, when we were first announcing the possible conclusions. Yeah. So we would. This group requests the pleasure of your membership.
Well, if I'm requested like this by Nilfa, how can I refuse? It will be my pleasure. And I think maybe, because what we are really thinking, this is very interesting, I think, in my view. I mean, putting employment. And this is probably, if we achieve this, I think it will really provide a very good theoretical backing to the policies that should be more anchored by employment at the center.
Yes, so in a way, the Good Mother thesis is sort of the theoretical, analytical modeling underpinning with data, looking at the sort of the economy, especially from the demand side, right? And arguing for a sort of redistributive kind of policy, both on the grounds of justice, but also on grounds of, not only on grounds of justice and equity, but also on grounds of, you know, growth and development. So that's what we're going to try to show with the Good Mother, you know, group. And in one way, and in another way, the employment, and I should call it work, employment, and economic cycles, maybe that's what we would call it, or crises and cycles. In that work, what we were trying to show is that what happens to female and male or gendered patterns of employment during cycles, during the recession versus during upswings. And actually, this is the kind of work that I was talking about when I talked at some point at the beginning of the course, toward the beginning of the course. Remember, I talked about feminization, secular trends, cyclicality. I actually talked about a model with the feminization, you and all of that. So this is a kind of continuation of that work. And there is actually, Özge has done quite a bit of work on the case of Turkey, so we're just trying to collect different case studies. But anyway, I'm going to stop this now. I'm going to stop because otherwise she will kill me. And and at long last, I want to say I am in all crisis theories because I've been in a state of crisis for a very long time. I'm like, nobody knows about crisis better than me. I'm like the permanent crisis person. So any kind of crisis theory, I would love to join. But this one is a very specific one, looking at employment, but also looking at underemployment, discouraged workers, not in a narrowly defined way. Okay, so if you want to join this group is going to work by doing, you know, comparative empirical studies of a number of countries.